Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. On June 14, 1811, in Litchfield, Connecticut, Harriet Beecher Stowe is born. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
She wrote perhaps the most influential novel in American history, a book of such cultural and political importance that, during the Civil War, President Lincoln met her and reputedly said, "Is this the little woman who made this great war?" Born on this date in 1811 in Litchfield, Connecticut, Harriet Beecher was a daughter of the Reverend Lyman Beecher and Roxanna Foote Beecher. Many of her brothers became clergymen, perhaps most notably Henry Ward Beecher, who would preside over Brooklyn's Plymouth Church. Educated in Connecticut, Harriet Beecher moved to Ohio in 1832, where her father became president of Lane Theological Seminary. She married a professor of theology, Calvin Stowe, who ultimately took her back east to Maine, where he taught at Bowdoin College. A prolific writer, Harriet Beecher Stowe was anti-slavery. And beginning in June 1851, her Uncle Tom's Cabin or Life Among the Lowly was serialized in Washington's National Era newspaper. Published as a standalone novel in March 1852, Stowe's book, which became a widely performed play, was a sensation. Never since books were first printed has the success of Uncle Tom been equaled. The history of literature contains nothing parallel to it, nor approaching it, Putnam's Magazine wrote in 1853. After a trip to Italy, the English politician and historian Thomas Babington Macaulay told Mrs. Stowe that, "Your fame seems to throw that of all other writers into the shade. There is no place where Uncle Tom is not to be found." Of the book, Stowe remarked, "I wrote what I did because as a woman, as a mother, I was oppressed and brokenhearted with the sorrows and injustice I saw, because as a Christian I felt the dishonor to Christianity, because as a lover of my country I trembled at the coming day of wrath. It is no merit in the sorrowful that they weep, or to the oppressed and smothering that they gasp and struggle, not to me, that I must speak for the oppressed who cannot speak for themselves." As the Harriet Beecher Stowe Center in Hartford, Connecticut notes, quote, "Uncle Tom's Cabin was part of a large body of anti-slavery writing. Stowe borrowed from books by enslaved people including Josiah Henson, Lewis Clark, and Solomon Northrop. As a white woman, Stowe was seen as less threatening to white readers than black abolitionists, helping her novel reach more readers. Some thought the book's success was a tool they could use, while others said Stowe was taking stories that were not hers." The fact remains that Stowe's novel played its part, a large part, in building anti-slavery sentiment in a nation that tended to see not only enslaved people, but all black people as inferior. For all the problematic features of the novel, Stowe's intention to bring an end to human enslavement in America was a commendable one. And her life is a reminder that literature and politics are not separate spheres, but neighboring regions with porous borders. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to like skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, this show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.